Welcome to the Web and Design Workshop with your host, Rene Gonzalez. With over 16 years of experience in web development and graphic design, he brings deep knowledge and hands-on expertise to each episode. From mastering platforms like WordPress and Spotify to perfecting his craft in Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator, Rene has collaborated with local companies across industries, helping them succeed online and in our community. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this podcast is your go-to resource for tips, insights, and inspiration. Let's dive into the ever-evolving world of web and design.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Web and Design Workshop. I'm your host, Rene Gonzalez, and today we are exploring one of the most critical aspects of web development and design, the user experience, or as they call it, the UX. Whether you're building websites, apps, or digital products, crafting an exceptional UX can be the difference between a good and a successful or failure project. In this episode, we'll talk about why UX is so important. We'll break down the core elements that contribute to great user experiences and share practical tips for designing products that your users will truly love.
Segment 1. What is user experience? What is UX?
What is user experience? Let's just break down the definition. UX, or the user experience, refers to the overall experience a person has while they're interacting with the product or your system. It's not just how something looks, but it also works in how it makes them feel about it. A great UX is very intuitive. It's got to be enjoyable, and it leaves the user feeling satisfied. I think it's important to differentiate the difference between the UX, the user experience, and between the user interface. The user interface is what the user interacts with. It's what you see, the buttons, the layout, and the visual elements. On the other side, the UX is all about the broader experience. It's including the ease of use, integrating accessibility, and taking in the aspects and elements of emotional impact.
Segment 2. Why UX matters.
So I got a question out there. Why do you think UX matters? Why is it so important? Well, let's take a look at the impact on business. A well-designed UX can improve user satisfaction. It should be able to increase conversions and boost customer loyalty. Studies show that businesses focusing on the UX can actually see lower customer support costs. So actually, there are studies that show when businesses focus on UX, they can actually see lower customer support costs, better customer retention, and higher sales. Driving business. Let's take these aspects and let's look at these elements in real practical situations. Take a look at a company like Apple or Airbnb. Both are known for their attention to UX, their focus on simplicity. It's easy and seamless to use. User-friendly design. It's attractive to use, it's easy to engage with, and seamless interaction has played a huge role in their success.
Segment 3. The key elements of a great UX.
When looking at UX and focusing on UX, there's some key elements to pay attention to. For example, user research. The foundation of a great UX starts with understanding your users. You should conduct surveys, maybe provide some interviews, or usability tests, like to identify their pain points and needs, what they're looking for. Knowing what frustrates your users can help you create like a product that solves their problems. The second element we can consider would be usability and the ease in which users can interact with their product. Think of features like the simple navigation, maybe a clear label or a responsive design, something that you can see between a mobile device, an iPad, and a web browser all at the same time on a different device. If your users can't easily figure out how to use the product, they'll quickly move on to something else. Another element that you should take into consider is accessibility. So to make a true great UX, you've got to be inclusive. Just think about making it accessible to all people, all users. This means making sure your product is accessible to everybody, including those with disabilities. Things like screen reader capability, that would be something to integrate a proper contrast ratios, and keyboard navigation can go a long way. Another thing to consider would be like the aesthetics and the emotional design of your project. So like the visual appeal of a project could play a big role, but it's not just what the design can invoke emotion. So whether it's like the trust, maybe joy or an excitement, maybe aim for clean, something clean, simple, just seamless, professional looking design that communicates your brand's values.
Segment 4. How to improve UX in your projects.
So with all the things that we just mentioned and just kind of reiterating all those elements, your first vision won't be perfect, and that's okay. So just gather from like real users and reiterate over and over. Constant improvements is key to creating products that meet evolving user expectations. So don't give up. You're going to have to user test. You're going to have to test your project. So always test your designs before launching them. Whether it's a clickable prototype or like a beta version that you can send out to your customers, user testing actually helps to identify problems early in the stages and ensures that the product is ready for wide release. I also like to use these following tools like Figma, InVision. Adobe has a great program called Adobe XD to create a few wireframes and prototypes. These tools not only help you visualize the design, but also allows you for quick iteration and feedback collection.
Conclusion.
All right, so that's a wrap on today's episode. We've covered the importance of UX in web development and design and why it matters for your business and how you can create user-centered products. Remember, great user experiences, they don't just happen. They're built through research, testing, and constant iteration.
Now it's your turn.
What are some of your UX challenges you face out there? I'd love to hear some of them. Share your thoughts with me on social media or drop me a comment on Podbean.
A sneak peek for the next episode.
In our next episode, we'll dive into user interface, the UI design, and how you can create visually stunning products that also perform seamlessly. You won't want to miss it.